Enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns makes it easier to care for the skin you're in. With over 20 years of experience, Dr. Enns cares for patients of all ages at Gunderson Boscobel's specialty clinic and accepts referrals from non-Gunderson facilities. From acne to eczema, rashes to dermatitis, to skin cancer screenings and diagnosis, Dr. Enns specializes in all things skin without the long wait. To learn more, call the Gunderson Boscobel specialty clinic today.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items. From beautiful candles to stunning metal art, TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. With less than 2 weeks to go until the election, the swing states are once again getting a whole lot of attention. ABC Stephen Portnoy with more on Donald Trump's appearances.
The former president holds two events today in Georgia, a state he won in 2016 but lost to President Biden 4 years ago. He's got a town hall focused on faith with the state's lieutenant governor in Zebulon, and then a rally in Duluth, Georgia, sponsored by the conservative PAC Turning Point Action.
Kamala Harris, in an NBC interview overnight, says her team is ready should the former president try again to overturn the results of the upcoming election. A judge has ruled that Rudy Giuliani owes most of his possessions, including his New York City apartment, to two Georgia poll workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him. McDonald's Quarter Pounders possibly linked to an E. coli outbreak that made nearly 50 people sick. Boeing has announced this morning it's lost $6 billion in the third quarter, partly because of a machinist strike. This is ABC News. South Korea's spy chief today saying that more North Korean troops are heading to Russia. And ABC Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, speaking this morning, said,
"We are seeing evidence that North Korean troops that have gone to Africa. Now, what but Russia."
But it's not clear what the North Korean troops are doing yet in Russia, saying those are questions that need to be sorted out. Baseball fans are saying goodbye to the man who stormed into the league in 1981, setting off Fernando mania. L.A. Dodgers pitcher Fernando Valenzuela has died. Fans in L.A.
"He was just a phenomenon. He came from nowhere. Yeah, it's just so sad, so sad.
The Dodgers win the World Series this year and recognize him as a great pitcher for the Dodgers."
Valenzuela won his own championship with the Dodgers, as well as winning NL Rookie of the Year and the Cy Young Award. He later became a Dodgers Spanish language broadcaster as well. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Stay tuned for your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, brought to you by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Remember, you don't need 20% down to buy a house.
A high in the upper 50s for today. Tonight, a little frosty, down to around 31. Thursday, 64. And Friday, near 60. Looks like the weekend's going to be very pleasant again. 57 Saturday, 61 Sunday. Right now on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, we're at 55 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
We are blessed to have an in-studio guest again today. That is Sarah Harrelson. How you doing, Sarah?
I'm good. How are you, Phil?
I'm doing wonderful. You join us from Knoxville, Tennessee. Is that your original
That's place? My original hometown, Knoxville, Tennessee, and then I've been in Nashville about 11 years now.
You've been kicking around. You don't look old enough to be around 11 years here in the music business.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I went to Belmont University after I graduated high school and just have been in Nashville ever since.
Okay. Belmont is a great place for a lot of musicians.
It's wonderful. Like. Yeah, I knew I wanted to pursue music in Nashville, so I majored in music business with a minor in production at Belmont, and that was just a great way for me to learn more about the business side of the industry for my artist career. And because of my production minor, I'm able to produce my own music now as well.
Wow. So you're kind of a jack of all trades, aren't you?
Yeah, I like to wear many hats. And my last album, I produced a lot of the songs on it.
Okay. So do you collaborate a lot when you're writing, Sarah?
I do. If I'm not writing by myself, I'll co-write with other people. My new single, Denim, I co-wrote with my Synapse Publishing and Entertainment label mate, Delaney Ann. And I just love collaborating with other people, whether it's writing or in the studio, just to get ideas off of them and make just music to its full potential.
You're a world traveler, aren't you?
I am, yes. So I've always been touring in the States, but last year I actually got the opportunity to tour in Eastern Europe, a place I never thought music would bring me to, especially in country music. When I think of country music in Europe, I think more of Western Europe instead of Eastern Europe. But how that came about is a Bulgarian musician hired me to record vocals on a Bulgarian hit, Hello, My Friend. It was popular in the 90s. 90s, and he wanted to make it a country English version. So I recorded my vocals at home and sent them over to him. I didn't hear much back after the song was done, and then a few months later, he called me and said, "Would you like to do some interviews with Bulgarian news outlets?" And then I find out he is also a mayor of a town in Bulgaria and knows the America for Bulgaria Foundation, which helps Bulgarians in need. And they were having their annual festival and wanted me to come out to Bulgaria to perform the song with him with an international symphony and do a tour with him. So my husband and I got to come out there. He plays drums, and we did a whole tour in Eastern Europe.
Oh, what was that like to have a whole orchestra behind you?
It was amazing. That was my first time playing with a full symphony, and it was an international symphony. And it was just so amazing to even be able, besides that song, I got to play some of my own music with the symphony. And it was just beautiful to hear my music with a live orchestra.
Awesome. Well, you have guitar in hand, Sarah, and would you do a song for us? Would you be so kind?
I would love to, yeah. I'm going to play one off of my last album, Outside the Lines, which you can find on saraharrelson.com, wherever you get your music. This is called Red Handed.
This bottle of bourbon, it's down to one last.
wonderful. I like
it. Thank you.
You just put your head back and close your eyes and make it look so effortless. That's
just takes me to a different place when I play.
Yeah, it does. Man, that's awesome. Inspiration for songs, where do you find that typically?
Yeah, how I fell in love with country music. I grew up around all sorts of music. My granddad was a bluegrass musician. My mom would listen to pop. Dad would listen to country. But I fell in love with country music the most because of the storytelling aspect of it. So a lot of inspiration I get for my own songs comes from my true experiences that I've gone through in life. And that's what I love about country music is it's so relatable. It's all about the story. So even when I'm collaborating with other people and they tell me about their stories, I try to find a way I've related to it in my life. And then I like to write my songs in a way where other people can relate with their own life experiences.
Do you remember the first song you learned on guitar back in the day?
Yes, it was actually Take It Easy by the Eagles.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I started playing piano. That's the first instrument I learned. And then from that, I was able to teach myself guitar. And that's an easier song to learn on guitar. So I just started with that one.
Indeed. Wow. So the Eagles are a great influence as well.
Absolutely. I love the Eagles.
I noticed, too, that you worked with Denim. You worked with a couple of rock people as well. Dale Penner.
Dale Penner's the producer on Denim. He's produced music for Loverboy and Nickelback. So he kind of puts his rock edge a little bit in music, but keeps it country. And I loved working with him on this song.
Okay. Anything else you can tell us about Denim before we play it?
Yeah, as I mentioned, I co-wrote it with my label mate, Delaney Ann. She has a single out now called This Ain't Country Club. And when we wrote it, it's just a fun song about the ever trendy fabric, and it's about a girl's ex who used to wear denim, but now he's with someone new who's trying to dress him up in suits and tell him what to wear, and she's just saying, honey, you need to get back to your roots. Get back in denim where you look best.
Have you told your husband that before?
No, but I do tell him, like, you need to have more than one pair of jeans.
All right, Sarah Harrelson in the studio with us, and here's that new song.
Never seen you like that. Got your hair all combed and slicked back, and you didn't ask, but it's not your style. I ain't never seen you so stressed out here, like trying to win best dressed. Did she teach you how to tie on that tie? She's ribbon, she's pearls, she's diamonds and curls. Baby, I'm
Yeah. That's Sarah Harrelson Denham in the studio with us today. We're going to talk more to Sarah when we continue right after these words.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Erin Starks. I've been a proud Ithaca school mom for 5 years. As parents, we all want the best for our kids. And for our family, that means choosing Ithaca School to call home. We chose to open enroll because of the small class sizes and the strong, tight-knit community. From day one, we've felt the love and support from teachers, staff, and administration. Our kids are thriving, not just academically, but personally. The individual attention from teachers and staff who truly want the best for our children in all aspects of their development and well-being is priceless. We always feel heard, and the sense of community is something really special. Every teacher and administrator is there for our children and for us. We love being a part of Ithaca. They regularly go far above and beyond our expectations and are proactive in meeting our children's educational and emotional needs. This November, vote yes on the referendum and keep our school strong. Let's continue to give our kids the environment they deserve, a place where they're not just students, but part of a family. Vote yes for Ithaca. Our kids' future depends on it.
Attention, do-it-yourselfers and pros. At Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel, grab the Milwaukee M12 Fuel Hatchet 6-inch pruning saw kit for just $270, and they'll throw in a 2-pack of M12 batteries worth $130 for free. And check out these oil deals. Mobile 1, only $6.99 a quart. And Napa Premium Synthetic Blend, just $3.29 a quart. Hurry into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel today. Quality parts, great prices, and expert advice.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Sarah Harrelson is in the studio with us today on WRCO, some live music, thanks to Grassroots Promotions for sending her our way. Well, Sarah, you're involved in a really neat thing. Tell me about the hospital visits that you've done over the years.
Yeah, so I've been a volunteer musician for an organization called Musicians on Call for almost 10 years now, and what they do is they bring live music to the hospital, so I will go in room to room and play for patients who want to hear music, and it's it's just a great way to give hospital patients music when they can't really get out of their beds. And I was able to receive an award this year alongside Kelsey Ballerini for my volunteer work with them. I've been able to perform for 19,000 hospital patients in person and virtually, and it's been the most rewarding gig.
I can't imagine there that that has to go well. Music has such healing powers, doesn't it?
It is. I absolutely believe that music heals, and my mission has always been to provide healing music to people in one way or another, whether that helps them get through an experience in their life or just gives them joy for a few minutes.
I'm told that What a Wonderful World is one of your favorites to perform. Would you do that for us today?
I would love to. This is one of my favorites to play in the hospitals because everyone knows it, and it's just such a good song with a good message.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and for you, and I think to myself, what a I see skies of blue, clouds that are white, the bright blessed day, dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful. Pretty in the sky are also on the faces of people walking by. I see friends shaking hands saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babe bees laughing, I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful
goodness. If that doesn't motivate somebody to get up and put one foot forward, I don't know what does.
Absolutely. And just a good message that there's still greatness in the world and positive energy out there.
We need to hear that song right now. I think that was perfect.
I think so, too. Yeah,
perfect. Sarah Harrelson, you're on WRCO Radio. Where to next, then? More radio tour?
Yes, we've been up in Wisconsin. I've been down in Tennessee, where I'm from, Alabama and Georgia, promoting denim, and we're off to Prairie du Chien next. So it's been such a fun time touring Wisconsin. I've only been to Milwaukee before, so I love seeing Wisconsin this time of year. Got to visit Lambeau Field the other day just to pass by and see it, so that was very cool to
Hooray!
See.
Hooray! Did they convert you from being a Titans fan or not?
You know, the Titans are bad, and I've always grown up around college football, and then my husband is a Baltimore Ravens fan, so I usually cheer on the Ravens with
and
him.
And they're doing well? Yeah.
They're doing very well, and I have a lot of Packers friends and Wisconsin friends, and you know, I always say, even if you're not a Packers fan, there's just so much respect for the community and their stadium and just the great fan community that they've built there.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah.
And have you ever had a chance to sing the national anthem before a game?
Not before a game. I recently sang it for some veterans at a hospital for musicians on call, but yeah, would love to perform it at a stadium.
Okay. Maybe someday a Packer game. That'd be pretty darn cool.
So. Yeah, I will be a cheesehead for the day to sing it there.
I understand you've written a children's book. Is that true?
I did, yes. I released a children's book called Turtle Tears this January, and I never intended on writing a children's book. It just kind of came naturally to me. I lost my mom almost a couple years ago to cancer, and through that experience, one of her favorite things was turtles. And a few months after I lost her, a story came on the news, and it was about the symbiotic relationship between a turtle and a butterfly. And if you didn't know, turtles excrete salt out of their glands. It looks like they're crying. And so butterflies are thirsty, and they'll drink the salt from the turtles to get rid of their tears or salt. And I thought it was such a cute idea for a children's book. And so when I wrote the book, it's about an unlikely friendship between a turtle and a butterfly, and the butterfly helps the turtle get through his sadness. And it was a great way for me to get through my grief of losing my mom, and for any kids who are going through a time of sadness or loneliness in their life, it's a great way for them to see that friendships can help them through hard times. So you can find Turtle Tears at my website, saraharrelson.com, if you want a signed copy, or Amazon and Barnes & Noble online.
Where do you find the time to write songs and write books?
You know, somehow I always find the time. I feel like I'm so busy and never have time, but especially like in the winter when I'm not touring, that's when I have more time to write more music and do other creative endeavors. I did a podcast this year too called Mind Your Music Business that you can find wherever you get your podcast, and I interview different people in the music industry. So everyone can learn about all the moving parts of the music industry.
For someone getting into music, I'm guessing that's really helpful. And you don't want to discourage them, but there are a lot of hurdles to jump through, aren't there?
Absolutely. And that was one thing I really loved about my experience at Belmont University, was to learn about the business side of the industry, which has been helpful in my artist career as a creative. And it's a great way for other creatives to learn more about the business, or if someone wants to get in the music industry but didn't know that job existed for them, such as radio, or even doing like taxes for musicians or music attorney. There's just unlimited jobs in the music business.
Fascinating stuff. I think maybe we can get you to sing one more song. We'll take a time out and come back, if that's all right.
I would love to.
All right. Sara Harrelson is joining us on WRCO Radio on this, our middle of the week Wednesday get-together.
Attitude is everything. I'm Mitch Anthony with today's Daily Dose. I have always marveled at the life, accomplishments, and ideas of Abraham Lincoln. The thing that most stands out from his life for me is his unyielding sense of purpose. A sense of purpose is an essential ingredient for highly motivated people. I'm especially intrigued by what I read about the day he died. Upon his death, they found upon his person a number of interesting items, one of which was a $5 Confederate note. That's right, a Confederate note. The significance of that note is worth noting. Why would he carry the opposition's currency? The story is told that Abe first witnessed a slave auction when he was an insignificant 21-year-old boat hand. He was overcome by the public degradation these slaves suffered by being treated like cattle. A fellow boat hand remembers Abe turning to him, pointing at the auction and saying, "Someday I'll strike that trade dead." Awful mighty words for a simple boat hand. That $5 Confederate note served as a constant reminder to Abe of his purpose in this world. I imagine he wanted to carry it until he knew it was worthless. Motivation and energy are not problems to the people in this world who live every day with a true sense of purpose. Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R-Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically, but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R-Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R-Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Hey, Amy, make sure that gas tank is topped off.
Why is that?
Elizabeth Grabe wants to ban gas-powered cars, trucks, and even tractors.
That's insane.
That's not all. Extremists like Elizabeth Grabe are trying to eliminate fossil fuels, too.
That would destroy so many jobs, hurt our community, and drive costs even higher for families.
She doesn't care.
We need to keep Elizabeth Grabe out of the assembly.
I'm voting for Todd Novak. He's an independent voice, always working for us.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them open? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut, and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Well, we're having a great time in the studio with Sarah Harrelson. We've educated her on what ski soda pop is now. So she, now, you know, you're enlightened, right?
Yeah, apparently it's made in Knoxville where I'm from, so I'll have to bring some up here.
You'll have to. Now I'll get you hooked on it, you know, and you'll have to thank me later, I guess. So of your accomplishments, you won some awards through the years. Is there one that you're most proud of, Sarah?
Yeah, the most I'm proud of is, as I mentioned, I won an award this May from Musicians on Call for my volunteer work with them, and that was a great accomplishment. I was invited to be a member of the Recording Academy a couple years ago, so I can't wait to see what's next with the awards. I won a songwriting competition for a song I co-wrote with my friend James Tristan Redding. It's called Angels on Broadway. I think you can find it on YouTube, and been nominated for some awards as well.
Awesome. And you're going to be a part of a documentary coming up as well, aren't you?
Yeah. So that's in the pre-production phase right now. It's called Women Behind the Lyrics, and it's about four women from different backgrounds on the road touring, who mostly live in Nashville, and we go on the road next October, and it's just about women in the music industry kind of finding their way.
When you get back home, when the radio tour is done and everything, what do you like to do? What do you look forward to the most about getting home for a couple of days?
Yeah, mostly seeing my husband and my cat when I haven't seen them in a while.
Do you have a comfort food that you have as well? Or
Usually Mexican food is my favorite, but this time of year when it's nice and cold, I love to do crock pot recipes, make some homemade chili, and watch some football while I'm home.
Sounds like heaven right there.
Yeah.
Well, I know you get to get on the road to some other places. Would you sing us a song before you leave?
I would love to. First, I want to give a shout out to Marvin Ford. He sent me a message on Facebook this morning. He's listening in from Richland Center, and I think he's tuning in now. So thank you for listening to Denim. And I'm going to play a song off my album, Whiskey History. You can find my music wherever you listen and right here on WRCO, but this is called Bottom of the Glass. One more sip, then I'm done. Last one should have been the last one. Missed calls all night. I ain't giving in this time. I'll drink this till it's dry. Then I'm leaving you behind at the bar. Coming back to this bar where my heart, I'd rather be sober than wanting more. I tried to make this last, but this poor has run its path to the bottom of the glass. Sure came pretty fast, got me thinking I'm done thinking about going. One more sip.
Carlson. Hey, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Phil.
It's one of the pleasures of this job is meeting people like you and hearing that talent. We appreciate nothing but success. Just the only thing I ask is bring back a gold record the next time you come so we can put it on the wall then.
You know what? I'll bring back a gold record and some ski soda for
Ooh!
You.
Sounds good. Safe travels to you.
Thank you.
Sarah Harrelson, the new record is Denim. You'll hear that again on WRCO a little bit later. And we have more coming up here on a Wednesday morning.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hi, I'm Kim. My family are all U.S. Cellular customers, so when they asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back, my mom was so excited. So, Us Days, exclusive offers just for us customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Hey, Mom. I know, right? Such a great deal. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back with exclusive offers just for us. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Active portrayal.
My name is Michelle Wabshaw, and I would like to encourage all Ithaca residents to vote yes for the referendum in November. My boys have attended Ithaca schools since 2015, and I have seen firsthand the extensive impact the amazing staff has had on their educational journey and self-confidence. I know this impact reaches all students, not just my boys. One of the many things I appreciate about Ithaca schools is how the staff is invested in the education and personal growth of their students. The staff really get to know their students and connect with them on a personal level, driving students to be their best selves both academically and personally. Ithaca is more than just a school. They are a community with family values at their core. They provide a learning environment that is supportive, encouraging, welcoming, and safe. Ithaca staff offers rigorous academics and sets high expectations while providing our children with the tools needed to be a productive member of society. The small class sizes ensure each student reaches their full potential and forms lifelong connections with their classmates. I urge you to vote yes for Ithaca schools, yes for maintaining this close-knit community that provides a personalized learning environment that cannot be found in a larger school. Vote yes for our children and yes for our future.
Hey folks, it's Ron Kind. I was proud to represent you in Congress for many years, so take it from me. That place needs a major shakeup. That's why I strongly support Rebecca Cook. Rebecca grew up on a dairy farm, and she led an organization that helped start dozens of small businesses in Wisconsin. Rebecca's like a lot of people here, not too far left or too far right.
You're right, Ron. I'm Rebecca Cook, a strong backer of law enforcement. I'll work with Republicans to secure our border and stop wasteful spending.
Unlike Derek Van Orden, he's arrogant, telling people he doesn't give an F who they are because he's a congressman. Van Orden's done nothing to secure the border, and he'd let insurance companies deny people with pre-existing conditions.
And that's why we need more working-class people in Congress.
Van Orden thinks he's better than us. Rebecca Cook is one of us.
I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
100.9
Thank you so much from WRCA Radio. That was Jesse G and Gretchen Wilson. Jesse G was in the studio not that long ago as well. Thanks to Sarah Harrelson for being along. It's great to see that kind of talent through here. And, well, Joanne's going to sing a song next, I think. So tough act to follow. Sorry, Joanne. 11 o'clock news with ABC is right around the bend.
I believe in making my money the hard way, so I work for it. And every job I do with pride. And I believe in keeping a promise that I've made. You've got my word on it. When I shake your hand and look you in the eye. And I believe in old glory. Putting your hand over your heart and taking off your hat when that anthem starts. Call me old-fashioned, call me out of touch for having faith in the way it was when a mom and pop was the place you'd shop and a check was good for cashing. Call me out of style, that's who I am. When a neighbor's down, I reach out my hand and open up a lady's door without her asking. Call me old-fashioned. I believe a man should have to ask permission for a woman's hand before he gets down on one knee. I believe in passing down traditions every chance you can, so children learn what family means. Sitting around the supper table every night at 6 o'clock, talking about your day with the TV off. Call me old-fashioned, call me out of touch for having faith in the way it was when a golden band on someone's hand meant love was everlasting. Call me out of style, that's who I am. I believe kids need a mom and a dad, and their word working out any problem that you're having. Call me old-fashioned. Who I am, I still say yes, sir, and thank you, ma'am. And where's kids still prayed in school before their classes? Sometimes I'll shake my head and ask myself, what happened? Call me old-fashioned.